Welcome to Rising Moon Astrology. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology. Welcome. In addition to this podcast, I have a website at risingmoonastrology.com where you can find information about readings that I offer and how to contact me if you'd like to explore astrology one-on-one. I also am on Facebook and Instagram if you want to follow me there. Currently, I'm podcasting for each new and full moon, but I do write shorter posts that I put on the website and Facebook and Instagram and can be mailed to you directly if you sign up for my mailing list on the website. So there are lots of ways to follow me, learn about what I do, and learn more about astrology, especially the astrology of the moon and her cycles. This is my overview for the full moon in Gemini that is arriving overnight tonight. Now, at this time of year, in the midst of holiday celebrations and looking forward to parties and music and gifts and wonderful things, we look forward to the Gemini moon as a social, optimistic time of just being with people and around people and enjoying the stimulation and the excitement and trying new things and all of that. But this year, we have heavy skies around us. And that's not a completely bad thing, but it does change the tone some of this full moon Gemini we are about to experience. Overnight tonight, the full moon in Gemini arrives. In my time zone, Eastern Standard Time, this will happen just after midnight on Thursday. For points west, it will still be Wednesday. This either-or, both-and quality is so very Gemini. Gemini is the mutable air sign ruled by Mercury, who is the patron of both merchants and thieves. Gemini never has one idea, one approach, one way of seeing. This is the sign of multiple perspectives. Can't get in this door? Let's try the others, or the windows, or the hole in the wall, or the roof. For Gemini, there is always a way. We just need to find it. This sign is social, always looking out for the next thing. There is a youthful optimism here. Relevant archetypes include the child, Peter Pan, the student, the deal maker, the trickster. Lighten up, there's always another angle. Yet even the Gemini moon can't escape the weightiness of the rest of the sky. The patterns and details show how deeply this moon is connected to everything else that's happening. The moon is at 19 degrees 52 minutes of Gemini. teetering on the edge of the second decan, less than a minute away from the third. The moon at 19 degrees 52 minutes, Gemini, teeters on the edge of the second decan, less than a minute away from the third. This, too, reinforces how multivalent this full moon is, as we move from a full exploration of dualities into a realization that choices will have to be made. The moon, naturally, is opposite the sun at 1952 Sagittarius. These two signs share a deep curiosity about the world and a fundamental optimism. Here we find hope in our capacity to solve problems, Gemini, or in our deepest beliefs about how life works, Sagittarius. At this full moon, they are squared by Neptune at 15 Pisces. Neptune, the mutable water sign, brings feeling, intuitive insight, visionary capacity, and confusion into the mix. How do we know what we think we know? How accurate are our perceptions? Who can we trust? What does trust even mean? The meaning-making enterprise of Gemini and Sagittarius is now in question. The moon also sits at the apex of a yod. We've seen several versions of this aspect pattern in the last few weeks. It looks like a sharp triangle. Beneath the sharp point, where the moon is this time, are 150-degree angles, the inconjunct or quincunx. These three points are connected, but struggle to effectively communicate. The three share neither a mode nor an element. There is a problem to be solved, and the answer is not obvious. The full moon is quincunx Mars at 1509 Scorpio. And on the other side, the difficult Capricorn group of Saturn, Venus, and Pluto. We have mutable air, fixed water, and cardinal earth. They are not thrilled to be linked together. Where can they find common ground? The answer to a yod lies opposite the apex. Since the moon is there and is full, the answer to this moon, Mars, Saturn, Venus, Pluto puzzle lies with the Sagittarius sun. The way out of the heavy, seemingly endless maze we find ourselves in is knowing what our story is. We are tellers of tales. Even the claim we should give up all stories, psychologically speaking, is itself a story. We can't not do it. Story is how our minds and souls organize themselves. We can question the story, though. We can choose to step away from old ones and embrace new ones. We can choose to write our own and participate in the creation of new stories in the world. The moon in Gemini juggles many bits of story. Characters, plots, themes, turning points, interpretations. This moon is clever, with an endless supply of everything. This kind of bright cleverness does nothing for Mars in Scorpio. He is committed, deeply and irrevocably. The very idea of multiple interpretations is anathema, unless he himself can put them to use. Whether the goal is vengeance, or a throne, or a resurrection, or some other shadow aim, he has made a choice and will follow it through. Capricorn is the elder, whose role is to disapprove of youthful Gemini energy. Tradition is Capricorn's watchword. Innovation is distasteful. Good fences make good neighbors, and these fences are more like thick walls. Saturn is king here and happy to draw the line at any crazy ideas. Pluto is more about checking foundations. He's interested in kicking the tires before buying the vehicle, and tends to find Gemini too flighty and insubstantial. Venus's role is less clear, if no less important. As one of the personal planets, she creates a stronger connection for each of us with Saturn and Pluto. In Capricorn, Venus directs our attention to what is solid and well-structured. Whether finances, relationships, or creativity, it's time to check foundations, test boundaries, and shore up any weak places. Venus is the one planet in this yod who could be considered sympathetic to the Gemini moon. Both are storytellers and story keepers. Both feel emotional memory is valuable, perhaps more valuable than the facts Saturn deals in. Of course, all this changes our usual expectations of a Gemini full moon. Here we are, heading into Christmas and solstice and all kinds of celebrations, and things feel heavy. Sometimes this is simply the way things are. We're back to the Sagittarius Sun, the answer to the yod. The Sun here can be a jurist, as well as a genial host, a philosopher, as well as a partygoer, an explorer of foreign lands searching for truth. Perhaps this year we see more of the three wise men than we do of Dickens' expansive Ghost of Christmas Present. Yet even this ghost, my favorite of the three, draws our attention at the end to the poor and destitute. "Ignore them," he admonishes Scrooge, "for your factious purposes, and abide the consequence." This year, consequences seem to be imminent. Full moons illuminate. What shines most brightly for each of us will depend on our birth charts and also any wishes we made at the new moon. We may also glimpse, or even be hit on the head with, the consequences of our own stories. If our stories are based in scarcity or abundance, how good is that fit with our real lives? If our stories show us as competent and strong, or weak and fallible, what are the consequences of each? We need stories to carry us across the Neptunian oceans. We need stories to help us ride Pluto's tiger. We need stories to take the helm of our own ship and sail it. These stories need to be authentic, which is not the same as being factual. They need to be exciting, enthralling, engaging. They need to carry us through to a new world. This full moon can show us where our current stories are threadbare, or out of date, or off target. If we take note, we will have some clear pointers to where we need to reweave, rewrite, and craft the kind of vibrant story we need for the time ahead. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology, wishing you an optimistic new moon in Gemini, a moon that will illuminate the best of your stories, while maybe highlighting for all of us where we need to do some more work on the narrative. I hope you have a wonderful holiday time ahead, and all the support you need as we all go forward together. As always, thank you for listening.